Welcome back to How to Think with Javier. Hope that all of you are doing well when this podcast finds you. I'm hoping that these podcasts are little snippets throughout your week or whenever you find time to listen to something motivational, something that helps you get insight and give you a certain amount of tools that you can use in your day-to-day life. Very simple, very organic, you know, advice that the average person can take and digest, and it'll actually increase and improve their productivity and allow them to become better persons. Now, today we're going to tread a little into the gray area here because I want to talk about the sunken place, and not just about the sunken place, but how to get yourself out of the sunken place, whether you're there now or you used to be, or one day that you might be. Maybe this podcast will allow you to equip yourselves with the right mindset to get out of your sunken place. And it's a fight. And many of us are going to be in a sunken place at one point or another in our lives. You may have been there before, you may be there now, or you may be in the future. But I'm pretty sure that what we're about to discuss right now is going to help. Now, let's try to define what I mean when I say the sunken place. The sunken place, in my opinion, in my definition, is a situation or circumstances in your life or your lifestyle that may not be optimal. That means that you don't find the resources that you need. You may be surrounded by people that may want to harm you or may not have your best intentions at heart. You may find yourself in a financial situation or circumstance that may not be ideal. There can be many different sunken places, and it can be different for each individual. For me personally, my sunken place was being a teenager and finding myself incarcerated and facing 10 years or 20 years, not necessarily knowing exactly what it was that I was going to accomplish once I was out, if I would ever get out, because when you're in that circumstance and you're facing that much time, every day seems like an eternity to you. Eventually, you warm up to it and you start to, you know, reorganize your mind and become accustomed to your circumstances. But that can be a good thing, and it can also be a bad thing. I've seen people get complacent, whereas they've accepted the sunken place so much that they become very, very much attuned to it. And they don't want to leave that sunken place because that's what they know. They've adjusted their lives to it. It's easier now because they understand it. And you may know people in your life who keeps making the same mistakes over and over, that keeps putting them in the same bad circumstance because that's all they know. And to do anything other would actually be more harmful or stressful to them. And it's not worth the effort. But I'm here to tell you that it is worth the effort, because from somebody who actually was facing 10 to 20 years and getting out and actually being very fortunate enough to not serve 10 years at all, but to serve 5 years and get out, and walking out into that building, I can tell you that the air is different. But what we know for sure is I didn't walk out of that place and immediately come out of my sunken place. If anything, I was swapping one sunken place for another sunken place. And in a way, it could have been worse. See, being locked up or incarcerated, you can be that way physically, you can be that way mentally, emotionally. There are many different ways to be incarcerated. And when you get out of that place, you start to realize, okay, there's a real world here. And in order to survive in this real world, people have expectations of you. That means that you're going to have to make money. You're going to have to take care of your own responsibilities, build your own lifestyle, and maintain yourself. Now, there are plenty of people out there who have not even grasped that concept. But I found myself in a sunken place after I left another sunken place. Okay, what are the steps here? And I had plenty of people in my life who tried to give me certain tools and certain guidelines to navigate myself through that sunken place in order to see my way out. Will I say that I'm 100% happy with where I am? Of course not, but that is a part of the human condition. It's something about getting something and wanting more and wanting to progress as a person, to accomplish more, to be better. And nobody really likes to just stay stagnant. Now, of course, there are people who are very content and to each their own. But for most of us, there are still things that we want to, you know, achieve in this life. And we find ourselves being pushed away from that to the opposite direction. Now, why is that? Well, life can be very, very unfortunate. You're not guaranteed or promised a certain amount of income. You're not guaranteed a certain type of car to drive or a certain apartment or house to live in. You're not guaranteed those things. You don't get to choose your parents. You don't get to choose your siblings or the community that you grew up in. These are things that are outside of your control. But what you are in control of is the way your mind works. And each person that comes into your life has an impact on your mind. And you have to learn whether you should open your mind to certain individuals and close your mind off to others. Now, this is a very crucial step when it comes to getting out of the sunken place, because more than likely, if you're in that sunken place, you can't get out of it by yourself. There are certain people out there who believe that they can do everything on their own and they don't need anybody, but that's not true. Even millionaires and billionaires had help along the way, some guiding hand, somebody giving them advice, somebody showing them a little, you know, trick or some kind of tool to the trade to help them further themselves in the endeavor that they were seeking. Now, it's perfectly fine to look around you and realize that maybe those people aren't necessarily there with you at the moment. So what do you do? The first thing that you should do is to put yourself in the line of those types of people. You want to find the type of people who are where you want to be or on their way, not the people who say they're going to get there one day, the procrastinators, the people who pretend like they actually want to work hard, but life just never really gives them what they are looking for. No, you want to find the people who are talking and preaching, but also walking the walk. Because it's very vital that you find people who are motivated, because in turn, that helps to motivate you. So rule number one, find somebody or someones in your life and put yourself in their path and allow them to guide you. Now, you got to be very careful here, because a lot of people are pretenders. People will act like they're out for your best interest, but and more than likely, they're either trying to take advantage of you or necessarily just killing time or wasting your time. And you don't want that. So how do you choose this person or these people? Well, the first thing that you want to look for is, like I said, are they walking the walk? Are they walking what they're preaching? That's the first thing. Do they have the experience to get you where they are? Have they been through some things? Do they have a good resume in life? Whatever it is that you're choosing, what can they show you to prove that they have successful methods of getting what they want? That's the first thing. Now, how do you begin to trust this type of person? Well, I want you to look at the people surrounding them. What are the people like that are in their lives? Mom, sister, brother, uncle, aunties. It could be coworkers. Are those people around them benefiting from their presence? Because if that person is a good person to those people, then it shows that they have the capacity to, you know, allow what they're good at to rub off on other people, which is a good thing. So now that you've seen that, the third thing that you want to look for in this person is, are they willing and have the time to actually give you enough of what you need in order to make that next step? Because a lot of these people are busy. A lot of these people have, like I said, family, friends, and other hobbies and things that they're into that they may not necessarily have the time, but you don't need that much time. It can be an hour. It can be 30 minutes. Sometimes all it takes is a few minutes on the phone, just getting some good advice from somebody that you trust and letting them drop little nuggets of knowledge on you that you can plant and watch them grow. Now, we want to move on to phase two. Phase two is very important on how to get out of the sunken place. Now, I know that I focus a lot on, you know, interactions, because interaction is important. We are very social beings. We rely on each other and we need each other in order for our survival. And we like to socialize. It's a part of human nature, unless you're an introvert and you're not necessarily prone to wanting or seeking those types of individuals. But this one isn't for you. But the second phase of this whole thing, or how to get out of your sunken place, is you want to make steps. You got to map out exactly where it is that you want to be. You need realistic goals. You need to be able to measure these goals and see if you're making progress towards them. So many people will sit out and lay out 10 different things that they want to do, and they'll try to do all 10 of those things at the same time. And it just doesn't work that way for so many people. It's okay to have an A, it's okay to have a B, and it's okay to have a C. And when you accomplish A, then you make B your A, you create a new C, and you make your C your B, if that makes sense. But you want to accomplish one thing at a time. When I got out, I had a clear goal, and my father helped me with this. My mother helped me with this as well. She gave me the strength and the stability in life so that I can take my time and learn these precious methods so that I didn't have to stress about it at the time. So hopefully you have a support system. If not, I highly recommend that you seek out one if you can. Now, the rule was lay out your A, your B, and your C. And then you work it. And then once you accomplish it, you move on to the next step. Now, my step was, okay, here I am, fresh out of juvenile, and I don't have any money. I don't have a job. I don't have a car. I don't even have a roof over my head that I can call mine. So what's the first plan? A, get a job. That was my first plan. I have to get a source of income, because if I don't get a source of income, nothing else will matter. Because if I want to be independent, I want to get out on my own, I need a source of income. I need a starting place. So I started off at a fast food chain. Okay, I got A accomplished. What's B? Okay, B is I want to get my own transportation. Transportation came before wanting my own place. If I can get a form of transportation, that's a reliable way of me getting back and forth to work to keep and maintain my source of income and allow me to build my money up so that I can purchase a place of my own. Okay. Saved up some money, working my job. A allowed me to accomplish B. Got my first car with the help of my father, who, told me exactly what it is that I needed to do and how much money I needed to give so that I can get my own form of transportation. Did that. Now, once I got my car, then it was time to move on to getting my own place. So came up with a plan with the help of my mother, my father, my sisters, brothers. And we decided that we were all going to pitch in and get an apartment together. And it was going to be me, my sister, and my brother. And we decided that we were all going to live together. And we're all going to pitch in and we're going to make this thing work. All right. So I accomplished that. Now it was time to revise and get my A and B and C back in order. So what's the next step? All right, I have my own place to lay my head. No worries, no concerns. I have my own transportation. I have a job. Well, the next step was to get a better job that pays more, because I know down the road that I want to own my own place. So got a better job, got another better job. And once I realized that I had enough income, I decided, all right, now it's time to move on and get my own place. And that's exactly what I did. Now, of course, there are small details in between of these things that I'm not mentioning, like as far as going to college or whatever the case may be like that. But you get the general idea. Everybody's plan is going to be a little different, and everybody's going to have to work their plan based on the help they have, based on the resources, based on the education. And there's so many factors in that. But the basics are still there. Now, phase three. All right, this is an important phase. So you found people that support you, that you can look up to and get advice from. Now you have a plan and you know how you want to work that plan. You have the steps laid out. Now, the third one is development. Now, you can get all the money, all the finances in the world. You can have all the support in the world. But if you're not mentally preparing yourself for what life will bring your way, if you're not expecting the unexpected, if you're not preparing for rainy days, then what good is it? Because at any point, something could just come wipe all that away. You have to be able to develop as a human being. Are you grasping skills or picking up skills that you can use down the road? Are you, creating long-lasting friendships and bonds of people who you can rely on and they can rely on you, that y'all can have each other's back? Are you learning anything as far as knowledge so that you can increase your chances of participating in other events or hobbies and things of that sort, where you might meet those new individuals who might introduce you to new experiences and opportunities? So it's all about development, because if you don't develop as a person and you don't get your mind right, all of those other things won't matter. But the reason I put that at phase three is because I really do believe that phase three happens kind of on its own, at its own pace, but at the same time, getting phase one and phase two out of the way will help you with phase three. And that's important. So we can get out of the sunken place. It doesn't matter if you're on drugs. It doesn't matter if you are homeless. It doesn't matter. These things are solid if you can apply them to your life. Three phases. Let's go over them again. All right. The first phase is you want to get a support system. You want to get people in your life who you can rely on, people that you can depend on to give you good advice and help guide you. That's one. Two is you want to develop a plan. You want to get your A, B, and C, D, however many it lasts, but you want to take it one step at a time, and you let your A lead you to your B and your B lead you to your C. And the third thing is you want to develop yourself mentally and emotionally and as a human being in general so that you're prepared for all of these things and you can handle them. So it's very simple. That is how you get out of your sunken place. I thank you so much for listening, taking the time to hear my story, and not only listen to my story, but hopefully you found some value in it and that it gave you some insight into who I am as a person, but also what my experience was kind of like. And it may help you to mirror what I did in order to get out of your sunken place. And if you're not in a sunken place, that's even more power to you. And also, maybe somebody in your family or friends or circle could benefit from listening to this. And maybe you can help them get out of their sunken place. With that being said, thank y'all so much for listening. If you want to support the How to Think with Javier, just please make a donation on my Cash App. You can find it in the description. Or you could also buy some merch from the Hobby Lobby Apparel. I got a merch store up, and that's also in the description. So please, any bit that you have helps. And if you enjoy these conversations, you can always leave a voice message at Anchor on my page, and I will receive that message and hear what you have to say. But I'm just here to help, and that's what's most important to me. So thank you all for listening. I hope that you enjoy your week and everything goes smooth and well. With that being out of the way, till next time, everybody, this is How to Think with Javier. Peace.